Real Estate Radio. Total crazy show happening over on Facebook. Get over there, facebook.com/One Nth Company Real Estate. I am your host, Byron Lazine of One & Company at William Ravis, along with Pat Kenny of Barnum Plans. Jill is back off of the slopes. She's running the Facebook stream. So if you're not driving, jump over there, facebook.com/One Nth Company Real Estate. Make sure you're following that page as well. PK.
Sir.
There's a lot going on in my industry. Yours too, actually. But I don't think there's much positivity. We like to keep the show positive, and I don't know how much positivity we've got going on in your industry.
What are you talking about? The economy's recovering.
No. The economy is not
the,
your industry.
The economy is recovering. The 10-year treasury is above 1.6, which then helps impact interest rates and bonds and stuff. This is all good news.
We don't want the 10-year going up. It's bringing my mortgage rates up.
You do want the 10-year to go up. You do.
Well,
it's good. It's a sign of a strong recovering economy when your interest rates start to move in the right direction. That's a positive thing. The Fed will have to step in and help correct it. We don't want to go up to 3. Because that's going to be a problem. But
we're starting to see a lot of headlines like the one I'm reading right now. Mortgage rates soar above 3%. How high can they go before they scare off home buyers? There is a whole slew of headlines with similar language. Interest rates are rising quickly, and that has worried some about the effect the movement will have on the U.S. real estate market. But one analyst suggests that investors should take a deep breath. I don't know. Is that analyst Pat Kenny? No, nope, not Pat. Not Pat. But it's, listen, Pat, we hit 14 different record lows in 2020 for mortgage interest rates. So there really was only one place for this to go, and that was up. The 15-year rate mortgage is unchanged. That's at about 2.34. That's still really good. But we're up over 3 for the first time on the 30-year. And in fact, I'm hearing some that it was at 3.25. Friday, it did come down a little bit. But it hasn't slowed down the buyers. I can tell you that right now. We're seeing multiple offers on basically every single property priced anywhere within average or median price points. If you have a listing right now, you know, and real estate agents, feel free to call in 860-464-9490 if you want to promote any of your new listings over the weekend. Not that you maybe even need any promotion right now. You need more strategy and a really strong agent with a great network on your side that can navigate through how to get you the most money. But you know, exposure is not the problem. That the inventory is so scarce that there are instant offers happening. So the interest rates, it's just been 2 weeks here, Pat. It was 2.75. Now it's anywhere from just over 3 to 3.25 on the 30-year fixed rate. They haven't gone up like absurdly, but it was just a fast increase.
Yeah, I mean, this week the jump on the 10-year treasury was not unexpected. I mean, it was definitely, I think, more rapid than you've seen in quite some time. You know, and then Jerome Powell coming on the head of the Federal Reserve, coming in and saying that they're still going to sideline for a little while, which I think made people a little nervous, right? Because when you have the rates start to move up, you generally lean on the Fed to keep inflation in check with whatever monetary policy they're going to put in. And he didn't really indicate that they're going to step in just yet because he's not concerned. So, I mean, I could definitely see, you know, like you said, headlines. We talk about that a lot on the show where, you know, it's the big letters on top, not quite the full story. You know, clickbait. It's national news clickbait a lot of times. But, you know, I think that there's certainly some positive underliers. I mean, for you, I have to imagine the buyers that are looking now aren't necessarily impacted. Theoretically, they've already gone through the pre-approval and the pre-qualification process. So hopefully they're still okay. But you're talking about the next 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. That's really when the mortgage rates start to get baked into in response to a lot of the stuff, right? So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of the buyers out there right now, because this just happened the last 2 weeks, could be, you know, using numbers based off of a 2.75, you know, this won't impact, you know, too much the, you know, the increase in the rates. But if it goes up to say 3.5 or 3.75, that is a substantial increase on the payment. You know, every $10,000 that you have to go up, because that's what you're seeing now, right? Like say you're looking at $375,000 homes. and you go to a $375,000 listing, and now all of a sudden you realize there's 8 to 10 offers, every 10,000 you go up over asking to try to increase your chances of winning the bid adds $30 or $40 to your mortgage payment. Well, now if you have a 0.5% interest rate, you know, on top of that, now you're talking about $80 to $100 there, maybe another $34 to go win the bid. You start getting into, you know, $120, $150, $200 territory on your monthly mortgage payment. That's how people buy homes, right? They're buying them off of the vast majority of buyers are buying based off of what they can afford on a monthly payment. So Connecticut homeowners, you've seen your price appreciation, your home values go nothing but up month over month over month since last March. We're now, right now, Pat, for the 12-month, for the rolling 12 here in the state of Connecticut, single-family homes, we're at the highest point ever. We have finally surpassed single-family homes, the entire state of Connecticut, on the rolling 12 median sales price. We have passed any point at any month during the 04 to 07 years on the rolling 12. We're now at $315,000 median sale price on the rolling 12 as we sit here today. It peaked out in 2007 at $310,000. Our average sale price is well over, you know, $400,000 across the state of Connecticut. But in 2007, it was $310,000. That's kind of where it topped off. Right now, you start to get pressure from different areas, like the mortgage interest rates, like people having to go over ask to afford. Are we not maybe getting close to where we're going to start to top off and maybe at least flatten the curve, if you will?
And especially, you know, to your point too, not just are you adding to your monthly budget, you know, your end result, your end outlay with interest is going to be so much egregiously higher on that half or three quarters of a point over the course of 30 years. I mean, not everyone's going to stay there for the 30. I get it. They'll refinance if they can't. I understand that basics. But if you just go linear, you end up so much more out of pocket long, long term on a 0.5%, which might not be massively impactful month to month. But at the end of 30 years, you've spent so much extra money that didn't help you. And to your point, you're now at a max valuation level from a median income. Like, what's going to happen? Just like the interest rates have been historically low for the last decade, there's nowhere to go but up. If we're at this new peak, does it have room to run? Can it continue to appreciate, especially with some of the headwinds that they're starting to run into now?
Yeah, you mentioned not everybody's going to stay in their home, obviously, for the 30 years. But here in the Northeast, here in Connecticut, people stay in their homes longer than anywhere else in the country. You go to South Florida, where you are sitting right now, PK, the average, according to National Association of Realtors, the average length people stay in their home is 7 years, which actually seems high when you think about that market, because people buy and sell all the time down there. It's like a weekend hobby. But here in Connecticut, it's 13 years. It's double the amount of time in many other parts of the state. And that's a long time. You know, Zillow believes that is going to shorten up with the amount of millennial interest and that kind of thing. But right now, historically, it's been 13 years people will remain in their home. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about what these mortgage interest rates, the increase in the 30-year fixed rate, will potentially do to your home value. We're going to give away some of Martin's money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, all that when we come back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic.
You're going to hear some whining, Pat. You're going to hear some whining these next few weeks if the headlines continue. Mortgage interest rates are soaring. I mean, the media just makes it sound so dramatic. We hit 14 different record lows for the mortgage interest rates in 2020, and we just peaked up over 3. You know, and listen, We were over three at the beginning of 2020, and then we hit 6 months of just kept dipping into the twos, and those were all just records. But now we're up over three again, which is still very much close to historic record lows. And the media is going to paint a picture that the world is coming to an end. What I would caution Connecticut homeowners is don't just not pay attention to this if you're one of those homeowners thinking about selling this spring. Because if I want to sell this spring or this year, it has now become a business decision for me, Pat. And I'm now thinking, how do I get the most money I possibly can out of this transaction? How do I really make this a competitive environment? There's never been a better market to do just that than 2021 for Connecticut homeowners. How do I make this ultra competitive? Well, that's going to start with timing this market as best as you can. It's going to be putting your house on the market. What I would tell everybody right now, while we don't have the inventory on just yet that I believe is coming over the next 90 days, there's enough homeowners that know of the opportunity now, that have seen what's happened in the last 12 months, that know that we are at our all-time high point for rolling 12-month median sale price for single-family homes than we've ever had in Connecticut, going all the way back to 2007, topping the 2007 numbers. And it is a perfect crescendo moment right now as interest rates start to just tick up a bit, which puts a little bit of urgency onto the buyer. You're sitting at the top of the mountain on your sale price, and you have no inventory in comparison to what you're going to see come on in April, in May, and in June as more people realize the opportunity. This, if I'm a seller, this is the month. This to me feels like the tip of the iceberg.
You think you're going to see almost a double dip in Connecticut, right? Spring is the market historically in Connecticut. You showed us those charts year over year consistently for the last 15 years. It's always in spring. And this crunch to beat rising mortgage interest rates to get into somewhere before you get a high mortgage, and you're going to have a spring inventory, and it's already so restricted because now everyone's waiting. Do you think you're going to see this, a massive influx of buyers and just huge jumps in value, or at least cost?
I think the values are going to continue to go up because values typically will lag, obviously, because the closings are what happened 60 days ago. So the values are going to continue to go up here over the next 3 to 6 months. But you're going to start to see more inventory come on, and you're going to start to finally see buyers tapping out on what they can afford. And that's going to start, you know, that's going to create less opportunities for sellers than you have right now at this moment. Sellers are in absolutely full control. And I'm not saying they're not going to continue to be in full control over the next 6 months, but right now in March, they're going to have more control today than they will in September. There's no question in my mind about that. So if you're waiting and you know, you got to wait to, you know, plant your spring flowers and you're not going to get on until the summer, you're going to have less control than you do today. We're at the top. We are at the top, folks. And if you're a Connecticut homeowner, you're not thinking about selling, hey, it's great to have some extra equity, some padding. What goes up will come down. So it's nice to have that little padding on your value. But if you're going to capitalize on this market and sell, you're at the top. And I'm going to be saying it all month in March. It's March Madness, baby. You are at the top.
I think one of the things that's an interesting observation off of that is like the difficulty that you now have to make as a decision as a seller or as a buyer. Right? Do you buy the first thing you can get your hands on because it's going to be tough and it's going to get more competitive? Do you list right now hoping that you catch the wave of these people trying to beat raising interest rates and rising interest rates and those kind of things? And maybe not get top dollar because you didn't do it. You know, to your point, you didn't do the flowers, you didn't do the stuff and the thing. Or do you just try to go and go fast and hope that speed makes up for it?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Some of that is obviously going to depend on what area you're in, what neighborhood you're in, what price point. There's obviously those variables. But if you're, what I would say is if you're at the median price point for your town, and Connecticut single family homes across the state. So this is inclusive of Fairfield and everywhere. The median sale price right now on our rolling 12 is $315,000. So if you're around there in any given town or below, I would do far less, you know, painting and this kind of stuff. I would get your house ready and get it on the market. I would throw away all your garbage that you have in your house, or your very nice things, and move them out. I would declutter. You know, the really nice professional word there would have been, I would declutter. I'd make it very spacey and airy.
You go Marie Kondo. You get a little, it sparks. Does this spark joy? And you throw it away.
Yeah. I'd make sure when a buyer walks in, they can envision their stuff, Pat. See themselves living here. You know, I would definitely do that. You know, if your walls need to be painted, sure. You know, get some coats of paint going on the weekend and get the house on the market during the week. We're at the very top, and you can get more. You can get people to overpay in this market more so than I've ever seen. That's inclusive of, you know, 04, 05, 06. So take advantage. If you're not selling, hey, don't take advantage. Just make sure you're not paying over 4.25% on your mortgage interest rate. So you're going to want to refi that right now if you are, because they are starting to go up. You know, we used to say, hey, if you're anything over 4, now just being over 4 might not cut it, dependent on your loan situation. But there are still people, Pat. I saw a number the other day, and I'd love to know where I saw this number, but there are still people out there that are locked into a 30-year over 5% on your mortgage rate. Doesn't make any sense to me. You can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month.
I told you a story. We had a client that just last year was north of 7.
No, but still today. I mean, like last year, it's like, okay, I'm gonna like take advantage. They're in the 2s. But still today, here, sitting here today, there's people over 5%. Blows my mind.
I'll lend you money for less than 5.
Yeah. If you need to text me, if you just don't know where to go, some people just don't know where to go. They don't have the information. If you need to get hooked up with somebody, I don't do loans, but if you do need to get hooked up with somebody to have a conversation about your mortgage interest rate, just send me a text, 860-941-2755. Jill, you can even put that onto Facebook if you want. We're streaming on Facebook as we always do, Facebook.com/OneAndCompanyRealEstate. Or if you're like, geez, I've been thinking about selling this summer and I am in that mid-range price level in my particular town, what can I do to get on the market right now? Definitely shoot me a text for that conversation. That's 860-941-2755. That's the text line. If you want to call in, we're going to start taking your calls for some Martin's money, 860-464-9490. That's the number here at the station, 860-464-9490. I said it earlier, how many times did we hit a record mortgage rate in 2020? How many times did we hit record mortgage lows in 2020? If you can guess that number, we're going to give you a gift card to Olio's in Groton. Love Olio's. Went to Bravo Bravo last night, their sister restaurant, with Lucy, and there was somebody else there too who came with me. Lucy from One and Company, and
my invite obviously got lost on the mail.
Your invite got lost.
Who
else did I get? Oh, Jill, you were there. Jill was there. That's right. Jill was there. Was I allowed to say that, Jill? That
say whatever you want.
We were dining together at Bravo Bravo in downtown Mystic. Fabulous job.
For anyone who didn't see the behind the scenes on the Facebook show, and I just want to take note, the 860, you just interchanged it twice. You did 860 and 860 twice.
I did it twice?
Yep.
Without thinking about it.
Yep.
All right. So we are in this conversation behind the scenes on Facebook, which you can get to Facebook.com/OneAndCompanyRealEstate between the commercial. But for the radio listeners, don't know what we're talking about. When somebody says, hey, where are you from? In area code language, do you say the 860 or do you say the 860 or the 203 or the 203? And nobody says the 2. I'm from the 203. This just sounds weird.
475 for life. Oh, wait, that's right. That's the brand new one. It's not actually for life. It's just weird.
47. Did you switch your number or you got 2 now?
No. There's random businesses, you know, being down in Shelton, all the new 203s all became 475s. So I'd get random phone calls from 475. I was like, "Was this Kansas? Who's calling me?" Completely forgetting that we had that little weird sub. You remember like the outrage when we split 203 with 203 and 860 when we were like,
"Oh yeah,
11 or something." We're like, "Oh my god, now I have to dial 10 digits to call someone. This is absurd."
People thought that was crazy.
Oh my god, it's ridiculous.
Well, another thing that was crazy, I never, growing up, lived in the same house, but I had two different zip codes because we weren't routed through our hometown there. Fun fact.
Strange. You know what ZIP stands for? It's always fun. That's why it's all capitals, because it's actually an acronym for Zoning Improvement Program.
Zoning Improvement Program. I should have known that.
It's to make it easier for the mail people.
Got to learn something new every day.
Yeah, it's not worth it, anything at all, but like you can definitely use that at bar trivia one time and win a $15 gift card to a place you never want to go back to.
Well, you definitely want to go back to Olio's. It's a fabulous restaurant, and we were, like I said, over at Bravo, which is their sister restaurant. The whole family there, Red 36, Bravo, and Olio do a great job. But we've got some Olio gift cards in Groton we're going to give away. If you can call in and tell us how many times the 30-year fixed rate mortgage hit a record low in 2020. It went over 3, but it's still very close to what the record lows were in 2020 in the beginning of this year. If you can tell us how many times, we said it earlier on the show, we hit the record low 30-year fixed rate mortgage in 2020, we're going to give you a gift card to Olio, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. This is Real Estate Radio. We'll be right back taking your calls. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company at William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny with Barnum Plans, and we're going to start giving away some of Martin's money. We got the calls lined up. First up, we've got Marvin from Norwich. Used to be from Florida. Well, first Norwich, then Florida, now Norwich. Marvin, welcome back to the show.
Yes, that's right. Formerly of Jupiter, Florida, and Jensen Beach. And I was surprised. I didn't know. I thought you were a left coaster, PK.
No, I'm the left coaster. Best coaster.
Over. You can't possibly have both of us in the same place. That's just not a solid plan. So we have a state between us.
Jill, when you move into Florida?
She's a rookie on this.
I'm thinking about it. I was muted.
All right. Now, I'm digging deep here, and I know when I heard it, I thought it was shocking, but I could have swore you said 20 times.
20's going to be high, Marvin, but it is double digits. So I'll give everybody else a hint. It's between now 10 and 20. 20 would be high, but it's a substantial number. So you were not a bad guess, Marvin.
I'll be listening.
Thanks for calling in, Marvin. We've
You're
got Jocelyn from Groton.
Hi,
Jocelyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Have you ever been to Olio's in Groton? That's where we're giving away gift cards, courtesy of Service Station Equipment.
One.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
16.
16. You're pretty close. I don't know, Pat. What do you think?
I think close with no cigar. Unfortunately, I mean this is a serious deal. We're not giving stuff away anymore just for fun. Johnson, how about we'll do this? How about we give away another shot at it?
Yeah, let's give Jocelyn one more guess. So you're very close on 16.
15?
Dope. Sadly, no.
No.
All right. Jocelyn.
Guesses.
Stay in the line. We may send you something anyways. Get hooked up with Chris. 860-464-9490. Jocelyn is super hot. What is the number of times we hit the record low mortgage interest rate in 2020? If you can guess that number, we're going to get you hooked up with a gift card to Olio's in Groton.
And just for fun, too, we can do like a piggyback off of that, right? How many times did we hit the record? And how many times did you say how many times we hit the record? Which is what I thought you were actually going to ask the way you set it up the first time. I was like, oof, that's a very specific question. It's good. I like it, though.
And how many times is he going to say 860-464?
Yeah. So is that what I do when I say the 860-464? I guess I do that, huh? Yeah. Is it 860? It definitely is. I guess when I give that number out, what about when I gave out my cell phone? You were saying I used zero?
The first time, and then the second time I gave you a cell phone, it would switch back to O.
Like the follow-on question that I had to this whole conversation was, do you have to say V203 and V860, or like can you just say, like, where are you from? Because you have been saying V860. I'm like, is it the?
Like, you got to say the. You got to say the 203 if you're from the 203.
Just like I'm going to the Walmarts.
It's true.
Targets.
It's true. Because you never know which one you're going to go to. It's a gamble at this point.
It's always Target.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know. It's down here. It's all the Publix because it actually is an X at the end of it. So like they actually are plurals. I just went to the saddest Publix on earth this morning. By the way, that was definitely like it looked like if somebody had redone, which will make no sense to anybody down here. If somebody had like bought a Benny's building and just put a Publix in it without doing anything to it, well, like, that's what it looked like.
Luckily for you, there's probably I'm gonna just throw out a number. There's probably 14 Publix within a 20-minute driving radius of where you're sitting right now.
It was 14 with a 20-minute walking rate. I mean, it's absurd. Yeah. They're just...
Speaking of grocery stores.
Yes.
There's a little place that just opened up in North Stonington on Route 2. It's called the Tin Peddler. And I just saw an article be shared about it. I drive past it and I thought, is this a kitchen and home appliance store? That's what I thought it was. But it's actually a little local grocery provision store. So now I'm really excited to go pop in there and support, you know, local and see what they did at the place.
So they peddle more than tin.
Right.
It's like a farmer's market grocery store.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a lot of organic goods and whatnot, but I will report back after I check in.
Shout out to the Tin Peddler in North Stonington. We've got John from Old Lyme. John, how are you?
Good morning. Listen, love the show. Love Oleos, and the answer is number 14.
Hey, there it is, John. You got it. What's your favorite dish at Oleo's?
You know, it's been years since I was there.
Look at that. He's in and out.
He got his
gift. Doesn't want to get there.
John, if you're still with us, you got the number. Are you still with us, John?
Oh, man.
All right, not sure what happened to John. Chris, hopefully you still have John. John, if you can still hear us, get hooked up with Chris. You got the number. And appreciate the love on the show. So you're heading to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist.
Jill, I got another plug for the Tin Peddler. It's not just a little local provisions. They also have a daily menu of sandwiches, bowls, and salads that changes. That's spectacular. Wow. Yeah, I'm a fan. A little Seacoast Torta. I don't even know what that is. Sounds delicious. Whatever that is.
I know where I'm going to get my lunch.
So. Wow. Yeah, I like it.
After this.
Well, Jill, speaking of lunch, before we forget, we've got some business to attend to ourselves. We got the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the week.
That was a grasp for a transition, man. Like, that was not one of your smoother segues.
You know, you have to have lunch, and we have to do this.
Sometimes you beach ball them, but this was...
If you've got some real estate to promote, you can call on the show 860-464-9490, whether you're an agent or a for sale by owner, whoever, we'll promote your deal on the show right now. All you got to do is call in and interrupt.
Get through these quickly because we have 5 just listed, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I know we do. I mean, if you got some real estate to sell in the 860 or the 203, text me at 860-941-2755. Get started today. All right. One and Company at William Ravis. We had 10 properties in the last week go under contract. We had 6 properties close and 5 new listings. Our under contracts were in West Haven, Madison, Meriden, Guilford, Wyndham, East Haven, Groton, Madison, North Haven, and West Haven. Closings in Groton, Meriden, Wallingford, East Lyme, Wallingford, and Hamden. Now to our 5 new listings for the week. We just put on a $495,000 listing, 4-bed, 3-bath, over 2,800 square feet. Property in Meriden, 38 Marina Court in Meriden, $495,000. Also, we put on 340 Colonial Road in Guilford for $775,000. That's a four-bed, three-bath, over 2,200 square feet. I believe that one's unavailable now with multiple offers that came in. But reach out to Nicole White, Nicole at One & Company, to find out if that is still available. Might not be. 135 Ramsdell Street in New Haven also came on this week for $185,000. That's a three-bed, one-bath opportunity under 200,000, 1,400 square feet. 42 Wakefield Road in Brantford just went on this week for $850,000 in Pawson Park. That's a one-bed, one-bath, and that one is under contract, so you missed out on that one. And also, we've got 98 Peck Street in Norwich on for $195,000. This is a five-bedroom. You never see five-bedrooms under $200,000. Five bedrooms, two-bath, 98 Peck Street in Norwich for $195,000. In our open houses for the weekend, we have tomorrow, 340 Colonial Road. That one hasn't gotten canceled yet, so I'm assuming those deals are not done and there's still opportunities to get your bid in. 12 to 2, 340 Colonial Road in Guilford. That's with Nicole White. Also 12 to 2 tomorrow, 66 High Street, Horton Group Development in downtown Guilford. You can walk to the green, to the beaches, to your martinis, to the shop. 66 High Street, award-winning Horton Group Development. Three units left in the LEAP building. We smashed every single 203 area record over there at 66 High Street in Guilford. Go check that out tomorrow, 12 to 2. 12 to 3 tomorrow, 135 Ramsdell Street in New Haven. That's that new listing on for $185,000. Go see Jess Hoover, One & Company agent, over at 135 Ramsdell Street, 12 to 3. And tomorrow, 2 to 4, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road. Just go to Fox Hop Yard, follow the signs of 607. This is an Ucello development. Model homes on for just under $1.1 million, but we have packages starting as low as $599,000. And lots from 100 to 135. That's your One & Company at William Rivers Real Estate Rewind and open houses for the week.
That was impressive.
That was impressive. All right. If you're from the 203 or the 860, you've got some real estate to sell, you can text me, 860-941-2755. And if you've got some real estate to promote, feel free to call on the show at 860-464-9490. I feel like we've got to give away a little bit more of Martin's money. All right. It's going to be warm this week in Connecticut, Pat. People are starting to feel good. I mean, the interest rates are high. That's the only bad news we've got in the real estate market. But if you're a homeowner, you are in full control. I mean, just things are happening. People are feeling good. Let's give away some more of Martin's money. How are we going to do that, Pat? What do we got for a question?
I mean, do you want to, like, is it silly to be, are we too specific if I ask people the number of times that you said the number of times that we hit a record?
I mean, I don't know.
Was I the only one listening? I mean, I know Jill listens. I shouldn't say that. I know Jill was listening.
I don't know that we have the tracker for that.
I know because I heard you. I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on me. You didn't really give me a lot of prep time. I give you a question, you throw it back in my face. I don't really know, man. I'm trying to do what I can here.
Let's do this. Let's make it really easy. 860-464-9490. Where are the mortgage rates now? The 30-year fixed rate mortgage. What are they sitting at right now? We've talked about it all show. What's the 30-year fixed rate? It is at its highest point since July of 2020. What number has it risen above? 860-464-9490. We're giving away another gift card to Olio's when we come back. Radio Byron Lazine, One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans.com specifically, Pat.
Barnum Plans. That's a new offshoot we're starting.
Yeah, Barnum. That's my dyslexia kicking in there for you. All right. 860-464-9490 is the, we're taking your calls. We're giving away Olio gift cards, courtesy of the fine people over at Service Station Equipment, which happens to be your residential tank specialist. Martin McKinney and all those guys, they buy a bunch of gift cards, specifically Martin. You know, he's such a man of the people. He loves our great local restaurants here. And we wrestle those cards away from him to give them to you in the form of Martin's money. And we're taking your calls. If you can guess where the 30-year fixed mortgage rate is today, what number did it just go up above? And we have, who do we got? Somebody from somewhere.
Dave from Waterford.
There we go. Dave from Waterford. Dave from Waterford, how are you, brother?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. But I was listening to you guys on the way home. And I believe you're talking about 2.75, and it was going to creep up. And then when I got home, I'm listening to you in the kitchen, and you know, here we are.
Where are we at today? It was at 2.75 early in the year, but where are we at today?
I don't know. I was testing my memory. I'm locked at 3.25 10 years ago, but I think you said it creeped up to 3. It's probably going to go up more, but I can't quite remember and put my tongue on it. What you guys
what's,
are talking
what's your final answer?
We tend to give people buffers anyway, Dave. You've met us.
I'm going to go with 3.
You got it. We are just now up over 3 for the first time since July of 2020. Have we hit that benchmark? So you're absolutely right, Dave. Where are you coming home from?
I actually just went to a Lowe's. I had to pick up some silicone. Got a couple projects we're doing today.
Was Lowe's packed today?
They were pretty busy, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody buying 2x4s, pressure treated.
it's all going up in price, right? There's going to be a shortage, I'm hearing, on 2x4s.
Oh, it's crazy. I think a 2x4, just a regular one, is like $8 now. Plywood's up to $20, $30 for a regular old sheet. It's crazy.
Yeah. You got guys like Pat rooting for inflation, so... You know, I don't know what to tell you, Dave. It's a rough
another wrong thing out of your mouth.
I'm a local contractor. I give people a price, and they're like, "What? How come so much?" I'm like, "You know, you think the stuff grows on trees, but it really doesn't."
That's true. That's a true statement. All right, Dave. Good luck out there.
JuvalShorts.com, by the way.
Oh, what? Say it again. What is it?
My business is Carpentry of All Sorts. You can find me at CarpentryofAllSorts.com. Dave Pettit, for your service.
Of all sorts. I like it. I'm looking at it right now. It better be good.
Carpentryofallsorts.com. Go connect with Dave. If you've got what kind of projects do you guys do, Dave? Everything. All sorts, I guess. That was a silly question.
Yeah, I like
to
do custom kitchens and that kind of stuff, but I'm willing to pretty much do anything and help out if he's got some kind of cool project going on.
If you have any carpentry needs of all sorts, go connect with Dave over at carpentryofallsorts.com. It's a .com, right, Dave?
Yeah, it's a page. It's not... not much to write home about, but it's mine.
But they can get your contact info there. All right, Dave, and you're getting your shows. Enjoy it, my friend. It's a fabulous restaurant, courtesy of Martin McKinney and Service Station Equipment. So enjoy. Chris will get you hooked up. Just stay on the line.
Yeah, thank you very much for the plug, too.
we're gonna keep the plug going. Check out Dave's wine rack here. Like, this thing's...
Wow, look at that.
Beautifully done. I'm a fan.
Nice. I love it.
Dave, I'm sure can still hear us, but well done there, Dave. Holy cow.
Dave, from the 860, Dave.
Solid. Carpentry of all sorts. What does he do, Byron? What does he do?
He does carpentry of all sorts.
I like it. It's good.
He might have to connect over with Jill. Jill at re3media.com for all of his needs. Has any media needs, go check out Jill. That's just J-I-L-L, by the way, at re3media.com. Is there any other ways to spell Jill? What do you think?
Some people do spell it with a G. We've met one. Sam's.
I have a brother named Geoffrey, so it's not okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's fine.
Marvin wants to know if you've been to the Thirsty Turtle, PK.
I refuse to answer that on the record.
Okay.
That is.
All right. I've got a text message in from one of our great real estate agents in the 860, Annie Thurlow. Annie is wanting to promote her listing over at 321 Rock Landing in Haddam, Connecticut. 321 Rock Landing. This is right on the Connecticut River. Riverfront property, 600 feet, by the way, of riverfront property, 3.4 acres, 180 degree views. It's on for just under $1.6 million, 5 bed, 4 bath, 37 1,500 plus square feet. The deep water allows docks, moorings, and all kinds of amazing wildlife on the Connecticut River. Awesome spot, by the way. Annie's one of our great agents in the 860, and you can connect with Annie on her cell phone at 860-464-6859. Annie. I always go Annie Nowak, but it is now Annie Thurlow. Yes, there we go. All right. Annie, nice to hear from you. Long time no see. Too long. So if you've got any real estate to promote, you can do that. 860 here on the station, 464-9490.
Was that the first time someone actually took you up on that?
People call in. We've had for sale by owners mostly call in. No, agents call. When Mary Poole is listening, sometimes she'll call in.
Bridget Morrissey and her and Will, her husband, they've called in from time to time.
Bridget and Will have. And I'm happy to take those, you know, requests even during the week. If you're an agent, you probably have my number, obviously. My email, just shoot me a message during the week, and I'd be happy to do that. We're sharing the love here, Jill. Martin is a man of the people. It's a show to be about sharing the love, just like they do at Service Station Equipment with all the great gift cards we've given away over the years on this show. And we're happy to do that.
We've got the platform. Spread the love. That's how we roll.
Spread the love.
All about Martin's positivity. Money. Yeah. I mean, we got a stack. We always have stacks of these things, so we got to make sure we're getting them out. I think we did a good job today, right? Our record shows are like the crazy March Madness shows. You know, 27 gift cards given away in an hour. Like, that's just, I mean.
It's March Madness is back. We might have to come up with something.
Yeah, we'll definitely do something.
I think the home show is going to be in May. And the Jenks home show in Mohegan. And I was talking to Martin the other day. And he said.
It shall be. Like, I'm not.
You know, it's, I'm not saying that, you know, he's paying for your plane ticket, but he might be. He might be having to buy you a plane ticket. I think he's got a couple points.
May 14th to the 16th. It's listed live.
All these gift cards he's buying, he may have a few points. So PK, we're going to need you up here at the home show. I'll be up here for that weekend. And you got to happen.
I mean, I can't think. There's probably three things, maybe two things that I'd rather be doing. And like that's how high that ranks on my list of things that I'm doing that weekend. So 100% make
that. Are you committed?
I'm in.
All right, good.
I'm done.
Right, so Martin, you heard it here first. We've got to figure out what we're going to do to promote leading up to that. I'm looking forward to getting back to Mohegan Sun. We weren't able to do it. No, we did do it last year. It was right before everything. Yeah, we did it last year, right?
Wasn't that when you went to we had the winners, the big showdown?
Yeah. So
yeah, it was like a 4-week building. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in February. Can't wait to get back. We're going to be doing something even bigger this year. Home show coming in May. I know people here in Connecticut, a lot of people will be vaccinated, so it should be a good crowd though.
And before that, and we have the Parade of Homes, which is happening the 24th and 20th of
so 24th and 25th of April, Parade of Homes. Absolutely. All right. If you guys got to hook up with Pat this week, go over to Barnum Plans. Obviously, a lot of money talk happening. Mortgage rates are going up. The 10-year is going up. And Pat says it's a good sign for the economy. But if you need to know what that means for you and your personal finance and your retirement planning, go check out Pat at barnumplans.com. If you're a Connecticut homeowner right now and you're thinking about Connecticut or Rhode Island homeowner, thinking about selling your home and maximizing the amount of money you put in your pocket, that's what I like to do for my home, my sellers, is maximize the amount of money they put in their pocket over one in company. You can text me 860-941-2755. It's my belief that I'm going to be saying this all month. It's my belief we're at the tip of the iceberg. So if you're going to sell this year, take advantage of it now. You're at a crescendo moment. And if you'd like to get into real estate, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. That's realestateagentscholarship.com. Sign up there and we will pay for your real estate license. All right. You got any tank needs, residential tank needs? Go check out Service Station Equipment. Great show, Chris, over there at 94.9. Jill, appreciate you and all the Facebook peeps. PK, sure, I'll talk to you this week. We'll see you guys next week Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and stimulating talk.